Let's start with the definition. When I say hypofunction, what I am implying is that the vocal folds do not totally approximate. And that's how you would say it. Approximate means come together, so that there's a hole, okay? We talked about different configurations on VLS. So anytime that the vocal folds are not coming together well, we've got vocal hypofunction. The physiological result would be greater airflow and pressure is needed to maintain phonation. This is because the vocal folds do not come together well, so they're relying almost entirely on air pressure and flow to create the vocal buzz. Okay? So what happens when they don't come together? The air escapes, and we don't have enough pressure to blow the vocal folds apart. So we're going to have a lower intensity voice, and we're going to have a breathier voice. As a consequence, the speaker works harder to produce this voice because he doesn't have the control over the airflow and pressure that we typically do. So he's working harder to get the voice that he can. Now, this is different than hyperfunction because there people are working harder, but they're working harder unnecessarily. In this case, most of these individuals need to work a little harder because the vocal folds are not functioning normally. So as we've seen in the exercises that we've done, the perceptual quality of the voice can be related to the size of the glottal gap, I mean how much the vocal folds are not coming together. Now that's not an absolute perfect match because as you've seen, sometimes you can have a pretty big hole and not have as much breathiness as you would expect. And we also know that there's a certain degree of glottal gap, you know, a glottal chink at the back, particularly in females, that's really considered normal, okay? So other factors are operating to get a good voice in those conditions, but we're going to talk about some conditions where the vocal folds really aren't coming together well. So your quality here, your voice quality, is going to range from a mild breathiness, so they're going to sound just a little bit breathy, to complete whispered aphonia, meaning that they cannot say anything at all. It is possible that you'll get a little strange strangled voice quality because they're working hard to produce the voice. Okay? Now again, hypofunction is not necessarily going to affect the pitch because pitch has to do with vocal fold mass. So in the case of paralysis or something, the mass may be increased, but that's not going to be the case in all of these disorders. And it will have something to do with loudness because the vocal folds cannot blow apart as far because they're already apart, okay? But what we're going to focus on largely here, loudness levels reduced are going to be a given. We're going to talk mostly about the voice quality.